Here's a news flash.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, look at you.
The whole world is watching for my next move.
Oh my God.
Times have changed. There are no rules.
You're gonna love it.
Hello and welcome to Skip Intro, the podcast from Binge, all about the world's best television. Each week, we're here to discuss the biggest news shows on Binge. My name is John Bowen, here with Ali Herbert-Burns, and together we look after all the great TV and movies that you see on Binge. Ali, got a big week this week. We're talking about two very shiny shows, but one of them's especially shiny because it's a Binge original. What are we chatting about?
That's right, John. We're talking about Strife, the brand new Binge original that has launched this week. And we also have a great new show from England called The Couple Next Door. Both series have all episodes available to binge, so we can really get stuck into it as well, which is fun. Then we'll do our dinner party recommendations later on, those shows that we recommend to our friends over dinner.
Well, let's head to the premiere of Strife.
Bunny has arrived. How's the maggot?
It's a women's website. You could argue that it's normalising.
Personally, I don't look to magazine covers for realism. That's what public pools are for.
It's doing really well.
We're 2 months behind in rent and you go and hire a new writer.
So what are we pitching?
Baby-led weaning?
Podcasting.
Celebration of the slut.
The men's column.
Can flavoured yoghurt treat thrush?
That's a yes from me. Anything else?
What about the Gulf oil spill?
Asha Keddie stars in Binge's newest original series, Strife. From the producers of Big Little Lies and inspired by Mia Friedman's biography, we can't wait for audiences to jump into this new 8-part series. Ali, you've been intimately involved with this one from the very beginning. You're an executive producer on the show. Tell us why we need to watch this.
John, Strife is, as you said, it's inspired by the life of the Australian media entrepreneur Mia Friedman. She wrote a book called Work Strife Balance that's actually just been re-released if you want to have a read, which is a non-fiction book. We always get told about work-life balance and it's almost like balance is bullshit. It's really hard to have all the things happening in your life all firing at once. And if you're especially a female, but this is not just a female story, but especially as a working mom or an ambitious female, it's sometimes hard to pull it all together and keep your head above water and actually have fun and live the life that you're kind of after. So I love the message of that book. And I think Bruna Papandrea and Jody Madison from Made Up Stories had been looking at adapting this book for a while. This has taken years to kind of come to the screen. And Sarah Scheller boarded the project as the writer and just did a great job at really bringing it. She's a really great comedic writer and kind of bringing a sensibility and a tone to this that I think made it something interesting to watch. I hope that lots of women out there will watch this and relate and see a lot of themselves, but not just women as well. I think anyone that lives a busy life and has, you know, hopefully the support of a partner will understand a lot of what's going on here. So the lead character played by Asha Keddie is a woman by the name of Evelyn Jones. So it's not the Mia Friedman story. It's inspired by Mia's adventures and life experiences, but it is a reimagining and a creative interpretation. So Evelyn Jones is a kind of hotshot publisher. She's, you know, climbed the corporate ladder and not even at midlife, in her 40s, some things in her life start to blow up. She has a few missteps in her career, her relationship, her marriage isn't going as she wants. So she finds herself getting divorced, moving out of the family home, trying to co-parent, and at the same time, effectively start a blog. So in 2012, pre the explosion of Instagram and TikTok and some of the other social media we have, it was really a way to do long form publishing on the web. And it, you know, loosely becomes like what Mamma Mia has become, kind of the place for female led stories online.
Yeah. What I really love about it is the time period. It's like not that long ago, but it's also such a different time when you think about the media landscape and society and lots of things. There are moments that are really jarring, like obviously she's a woman trying to start a website and the way that she's spoken to about, why would you even start a website? I want to hold something in my hand. And like,
and what,
like
why just do you need a woman's website? Like women are a niche, you know, it's like,
yeah,
pretty, it's much half the population.
Yeah, it's such, and we've spoken about this with a few other shows, this like not too far in the past, but how kind of different it is. And it's also really subtle, like you notice it just with the phones and the laptops and stuff. But yeah, to think about 2012 and where we were with technology and the internet and stuff, it's just such a fascinating place especially now.
Yeah, I think there's two really interesting things about picking up and building on from that, John. One is it's really hard to kind of do set design and even like costume for 2012 because we were all like, well,
it's not that far.
Yeah, Mia's like, what were we wearing in 2012? And like we all had chunky necklaces and peplum t-shirts and, you know, but it's not that long ago. And it was like, it was the blazer and the skinny jean look and all the rest of it. But anyway, it's not that long ago. And the technology is almost an easy way to work that out. But I think understanding where Australian women are now in 2023, and even if you look at some of the trends, like with the teal elections last year and some of the post-Me Too movements and quiet simmering rage that's kind of settling in across the landscape, like there's an element of understanding by looking at this in 2012, also where we find ourselves 10 or so years later, which I found really interesting to tap into and how much has changed. If you like workplace comedies, one of the things I love about the show is there's a really great ensemble of characters, lots of familiar faces that you'll be watching across Evelyn's friendship and marriage circle, but in her new startup, some really fresh new faces as well join the cast. So there's some really funny moments and some of the beats when they're all together in this quiet dysfunctional, chaotic startup.
Ragtag.
Yeah, they're all like sitting around a big kitchen table. I mean, just be crazy. Like if you're not into people, it would just be a nightmare. They're all just sitting around one big table working all day, aren't they, in a big open office.
Yeah.
And there's no privacy. And yeah, I like the helter-skelter reality of that startup vibe in it, which is really fresh and interesting. It's 8 episodes. They're 30 minutes each, but it's also got its own, and you'll probably be able to comment on this with a bit more objectivity than me, John, but it's kind of got its own pace, and a lot of the way it's shot and directed, got a great director on this, Stuart Bowen, but it gives a lot of a sense of what the show is about because it's quite unique in its pace. And whilst it's a dramedy, a lot happens in each 30-minute episode.
Totally. Thank God we're releasing all episodes at once because this is such a bingeable series. But also what I noticed, your point around structure, is there's a little bit of growth or there's a little bit of conflict every episode. Like you feel like you're getting a whole story within each little episode that then builds on the next one, which makes every episode so sort of fulfilling, was my takeaway from burning through all the episodes.
And there's a hecticness to what you see, like as a busy person, and I hate when busyness is used as some kind of badge of honor, but when you've got like a lot of things going on in an average day that your mind's jumping between and sometimes failing at multitasking, like I think in lots of cases here, Evelyn is failing at multitasking. If her conversations in the car and her driving are anything to judge in the show. But there was also for me like a bit of a relief of seeing some of that mind mess on screen. And you can feel, not in a stressful way, but in like the hecticness and the choppiness of her mind really come through in the show as well, which I think is really quite unique to see. And there's a few famous cameos and some interesting
One of them is public now, so why don't you tease it a little bit for us without giving too much away.
Well, I'll just give the whole thing away. Well,
yeah, sure.
Kylie Minogue pops up in the show, which has been released, and you'll see her. I won't tell you when you'll see her or what her character is.
Just watch it.
Watch it.
Very exciting.
And then look, Matt Day's fabulous. He plays Asher Keddie's Evelyn's husband in the show. He has a wonderful line in the first episode that you might have seen in the promos going, you know, this is your fault. We're getting divorced. I was perfectly happy being unhappily married.
Being unhappy.
But he's like kind of the stable, you know, really got his flaws, but, you know, for all intents and purposes, really stable, you know, supportive partner or ex-partner. And then Emma Lung plays her best friend. We've got Jonathan LaPaglia as her ex kind of publishing boss, bit of a nemesis, maybe some really familiar faces and some guest appearances. So as well as that collection of a really great ensemble cast. So, and it's great to have Asher Keddie back on our screens. I mean, she's in lots of things. She's most recently been in 9 Perfect Strangers and The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart. She's anchoring this show and she's in nearly every shot. She was just brilliant on this. And she also works as an EP. So yeah, I hope you like it.
And just very quickly, there's lots of familiar faces on screen. Obviously, Mia Friedman's biography, the very famous face inspiring the show. But I just wanted to quickly talk about made-up stories.
Yes.
Because I think maybe people outside of TV or outside the industry, we did talk about how it's from the producers of Big Little Lies, but did you want to maybe talk about the connection and the sort of great producer talent that we have on board too?
Absolutely.
That people might not be familiar with Bruna and her huge CV.
Yes. Yeah, so Made Up Stories is an Australian production company. It's founded by Bruna Papandrea and Steve Hatensky, and Jodie Madison is also a partner there. And the three of them have effectively created a vehicle, a production vehicle, to really lead the way in telling, you know, female stories. So Bruna has been, she's an Aussie originally from South Australia, but she's been working overseas for a long, long time and moved home during COVID after 20 odd years in London and the US, where, as you said, when she was across that journey, she's produced many films and television series. She worked on The Undoing, the Nicole Kidman show that we've got on Binge that she created back in 2020, Big Little Lies with Reese Witherspoon, and Big Little Lies 2, Nine Perfect Strangers, the movie Wilds. There's too many, the movie Dry, the Australian movie Dry, Penguin Bloom. There's a lot to talk about, but she's just, yeah, one of the most successful and prolific producers in Australia, certainly at the moment. But we're really thrilled to be working with her. And she's got a longstanding friendship with Mia. So years ago when they were starting their careers and running around Sydney in the 90s, they were thick friends. And yeah, years ago, kind of reconnected on a trip back from, I think when Bruna was back from London or LA. And she said, I want to turn your book into a show, which is something Bruna does really, really well. And Mia's on the record talking about how it just took so long for her. So, you know, with Mum and Mia, you wake up in the morning, you think you're going to write about something or record a podcast, and you do it straight away and out it is online a few hours later. And this has been over 5 years from kind of book to screen. So I think Mia kind of at times thought it was never going to happen and she'd be on set and seeing it all. And I think she's enjoyed watching the experience of how things actually get made. But yeah, we're really thrilled. It's the first thing that Binge and Foxtel have done with Made Up Stories. We've just announced another project with them called Last Anniversary, which is an adaptation of a Leanne Moriarty book. So you'll be seeing more from this creative team on our screens on Binge soon.
Well, it's very cool to see the world-class talent that's coming out of Australia, whether it's Asha or Mia or Bruna or, yeah, the whole team that's been assembled for this. So we are very excited to share Strife with Australians, and all episodes are streaming for you right now on Binge.
An article I wrote went viral and I'm just so overcome. It was about the end of my marriage and the trauma of women. I just could not be happier. I've got to go.
I don't know why you're being so argumentative. I was perfectly happy being unhappily married.
There's trouble in suburbia in the thrilling new drama, The Couple Next Door. As Evie and Pete move into the idyllic new street, they're immediately befriended by the very welcoming Danny and Becca. Starring Outlander Sam Hugan and Australian actress Jessica Diao, The Guardian describes the series with the blunt headline, "A sexy, fantastic time with hot swingers."
Sorry. I must think I'm crazy.
No, I actually really get it. Every day I do something I don't understand.
I saw a review over the weekend for this show, and the review was just Sam Hugan. That's the review. And then they did say a few more lines after that.
I was in England last week, and there was a bit of talk on this because it's going out on television over there as well. If you're an Outlander fan, you will probably already be a Sam fan.
And you'll already have watched this by the time
you probably
the
already
out.
Watched it. And if anything over the weekends to go by is how many people are watching all of this in one big, wonderful binge, aren't they? It's definitely being binged.
It's soapy in a good way. Yeah. It does the great thing of giving you just enough that you just have to keep watching more. Like great twists, great little like dropping of hints and, you know, people taking their shirts off. Like, I don't know.
But Sam's character, I mean, he's played Jamie on Outlander for 6 or 7 seasons now. Like it's kind of defined his career to date. And often when you're in such a famous role, I suppose that's part of the risk to being so clearly a character. But he has been doing some different things recently. And we've got a film on Binge as well called Love Again, where he kind of breaks out of that character.
He's playing a alpha macho kind of cop guy with his very beautiful wife. And this new young couple move in. There's a pregnancy. And basically the couple's lives get intertwined. There's a creepy other neighbor who's maybe looking through some open blinds.
A window twitcher, I think. We'd call it a sticky beak in Australia. I think in England they call it a window twitcher. Yep.
There do seem to be a lot of open blinds in this street, but it's good. And yeah, I think there's a little bit of a crime subplot.
And controversially not shot in England. So everyone was saying it doesn't look like a British cul-de-sac, but you know.
Yeah, because it's not.
Because it's not. There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, so watchable. Very impressed with this one. If you're into that sort of like classic, almost like erotic thriller, like everything's laced in a bit of lust and jealousy. And
it's a bit desperate. Remember how Desperate Housewives in the early days of that American ABC series did that. There's a bit of that, but with a really sexy twist element to it. So,
yeah. This show does sell itself, I think, it's fair to say.
It's a great, and, it's a great heading. It's what it says on the tin. And I just think, you know, binge away, people. How many eps? Six, eight?
So it's only six eps, and it's already filling up most of our top 10. So yeah, get into it. It's a great one. Maybe you can do an episode of Strife and then an episode of Couple Next Door.
I know. Well, between those,
little alternate.
Between those, you'll have lots of binging ahead of you for the holidays. But John, we actually saw this one a few weeks ago. We said on the podcast that we'd had a few weeks off because we'd been traveling for work at the TV markets. And this is one that, we kind of got onto over there. We knew it was coming and were watching it and, you know, kind of came back having bought it, didn't we? So it's, it's fun.
It's very cool when a show resonates with audiences as much as you want it to. So, check out The Couple Next Door. And like we said, all episodes of that are also streaming for you right now on Binge.
I'm just trying to make you happy.
This will make me happy.
Well, John, we're at the stage in the podcast where we give our dinner party recommendations, hidden gems on Binge, things that are popping, the kind of things we might mention to our friends when we're having dinner, because that seems to be wherever I hear about what shows to watch when friends tell me. So what have you got this week?
Well, one show that I've had lots of friends ask me about, being their resident television friend, is Shetland. So lots of people have been asking me, when's Shetland starting? When are the new episodes? All that. So Shetland, it's on Binge. New episodes every Friday. Very excited. That's not actually my dinner party recommendation, though.
Oh, it's a good recommendation, It's a good show.
Go and watch Shetland. There's eight seasons of it. But a show that some people who've been watching Shetland have recommended to me, and we've just dropped full seasons of on Binge, is The Bay.
Ooh,
and so we've got two full seasons. There's a third season about to come out. This is also super, super bingeable, which is great that there's a bunch of seasons for you to watch. The first season is about teenage twins who go missing. It's been described as sort of like a new Broadchurch. So it's that really, really engaging mystery with this really compelling female lead who, of course, has a sort of personal connection to the crime, but also makes it so compelling. And just sort of this town of characters and the various suspects and the way their lives all intersect. But yeah, incredibly bingeable. If you're after a British murder mystery in a beautiful landscape, I would recommend both Shetland and The Bay.
Awesome. I do like it when you do collections and carousels because it's a much easier way to find things. But you've recently put one up called The Binge Box Office, which is a collection of more recently released films. So it's often once they've been out in the cinema and 6 months or so later, they'll find their way onto Binge. And we've got a huge variety of those from a number of studios. I was doing lots of admin and just doing things at home the other day and I had the telly on for the afternoon and I had a bit of a binge. There's a new kind of comedy drama on there called Moving On, which is a film that stars Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. So for anyone who loves Grace and Frankie, that series on Netflix, these two kind of recombine in a film. And then there was talking about Sam Heughan, Love Again, which is a new film from him. And it kind of should probably sit in a music collection film carousel because there's a really weird Celine Dion link, which I didn't quite get until I started watching it. Yeah. And then another one, if you're a Lily James fan, as I am, What's Love Got to Do with It, for a bit of a new rom-com, if that's your cup of tea. So a couple of cool new movies in there that we also know are really popular, including Magic Mike's Last Dance, talking about the couple next door if you're in a sexy mood. That one's also being heavily viewed at the moment, isn't it, John?
Yes. Yeah.
We're in the
our audience has a time.
They're in the mood for love. They're just in a loving mood. Yeah.
When they're not watching Christmas films, because it's also it's also the season where the Grinch just goes through the roof.
That is true. But that is true.
Yes.
Awesome.
Great recommendations, Ali. Everything we've discussed today is available to stream right now on Binge, of course, including our brand new original Strife. My name is John Boehm, joined every week by Ali Hewitt-Burns. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast was produced by Dan Barrett with audio editing and mixing by Chris Yates. And we'll be back next week with more Skip Intro.